Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. A report is out there that claims thousands of deaths at the hands of Nigeria's military. Amnesty International says Nigeria's military has killed thousands of people during its fight against the Boko Haram extremist group. Chris Stein reports from VOA's regional bureau in Dakar.
The Amnesty report says at least 1,200 people were extrajudicially executed and at least 7,000 died in military custody during the period they studied. Solomon Sacco is a senior legal advisor for Amnesty.
We have evidence from witnesses that they get so thirsty that they have to drink each other's urine to stay alive, and even the urine runs out. We have received testimony of prisoners being shackled and hung from the ceiling while tortured by the military.
A spokesman for Nigeria's military did not answer calls for comment. Chris Stein for VOA News, Dakar.
The military operation against Islamic State has killed more than 10,000 militant fighters, according to a top U.S. diplomat, as 22 coalition airstrikes in Iraq and Syria targeted the group overnight. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken spoke to France Inter Radio a day after he and officials from partner countries met in Paris with the Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to discuss their strategy to fight IS. The United States began leading a campaign of airstrikes against Islamic State targets last August as Iraqi ground troops attempted to push back an IS land grab. For a month later, the coalition expanded to bombing sites in neighboring Syria. Those airstrikes have helped pro-government forces reclaim some areas. This is VOA News.